and welcome to the UK Defence Club's podcast on green shipping. My name's Philippa Langton and I'm a Senior Claims Director at the Club. And this is the first in a series of green shipping podcasts that we plan to roll out in the coming months and even years as the green transition unfolds. Green shipping issues are emerging as a key trend, as business and political leaders recognise and respond to the climate crisis in all sectors of society. Decarbonisation and sustainability have quite rightly become core considerations in the future of the shipping industry. The IMO has set ambitious targets for emissions reduction, and alongside those, various other environmental schemes are coming into play. The strength of industry support is reflected in the increasing number of groups, coalitions and schemes set up to encourage environmental improvement. The Getting to Zero Coalition, the Sea Cargo Charter, as well as the Poseidon Principles, are just a few examples of major players within the industry coming together to align their activities with sustainable goals. But reducing the environmental impact of shipping in any meaningful way will carry significant practical and contractual challenges for all stakeholders. Meeting the various environmental targets that have been set for shipping will, in many cases, require major technological and operational changes to be implemented. And this will in turn have knock-on implications for associated contracts, whether they be charter parties, bunker supply terms, or shipbuilding agreements. So, in this podcast series, the UK Defence Club will aim to demystify the various regulations and requirements that our members will need to comply with in this context, anticipate some of the contractual challenges that lie ahead, and provide guidance and support to reduce scope for disputes. So first, let's take a look at what targets the IMO is expecting the industry to meet. To put things in context, we need to cast back to 1992, when the world took its first major step towards climate change with the establishment of the UN Framework Convention on Climate Change, an international treaty under which nearly all global states agreed to reduce the level of greenhouse gases to safe levels. The subsequent adoption of the Kyoto Protocol made inroads towards this goal by implementing a series of emission reduction targets between 2008 and 2012. A significant step forward was also taken with the wide adoption of the Paris Agreement on climate change, which ambitiously aims to reduce global warming to net zero within the second half of this century. However, the Paris Agreement doesn't expressly regulate the shipping industry. So, in 2018, the IMO formulated the following shipping industry targets to bring shipping into line with the ambitions of the Paris Agreement. The first milestone set by the IMO is a 40% reduction in CO2 by 2030. These figures are compared to 2008 levels. Bearing in mind the reductions achieved by the Kyoto Protocol over 5 years amounted to a 5% overall reduction in emissions, this is a huge leap which will involve significant adjustment and investment within the industry. So how does the IMO expect ship owners and other stakeholders to achieve this? Well, primarily both new and existing ships will be expected to meet increasingly strict efficiency targets by both technological and operational means. For new builds, this means compliance with the Energy Efficiency Design Index, or EEDI. This has been in place since 2013, and it's being implemented in phases. And we're currently in phase 2, which requires ships built in 2020 onwards to be 20% more efficient in terms of CO2 emissions compared to 2015 levels. From 2022 onwards, so that's next year, for some ship types, a 30% reduction in CO2 emissions will be required. Existing ships will also need to meet ever-tightening standards under two schemes, the Energy Efficiency Design Index for existing ships, or EEXI, and the Carbon Intensity Indicator, or CII. Subject to adoption in June this year, these requirements will enter into force in 2023. The EEXI scheme effectively requires existing ships to become as efficient as new builds. In many cases, this will involve technical upgrades. The CII scheme focuses more on operational efficiency and imposes increasingly stricter emissions targets for existing ships year on year. Ships will be classified with an operational carbon intensity rating from A to E, A being most efficient, so not unlike our household appliances. A poor energy rating could result in a ship being unable to trade until corrective action has been taken. Beneath this overarching framework, the IMO largely leaves it up to individuals as to how to achieve efficiency within the prescribed parameters. And broadly speaking, improved energy efficiency can best be achieved by a combination of energy-saving technology and smart operating methods, together with switching to more energy-efficient fuels. So, in coming podcasts, we will take a more detailed look at these different areas and the potential contractual implications and challenges that they may bring. We'll also look at other environmental measures, such as the EU Emissions Trading Scheme, which will come into force next year. I hope you found this overview useful and that you'll join us for our next instalment on green shipping. Meanwhile, do please feel free to contact us with any questions in relation to this developing area of interest.